vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has a look ahead at the final night of the Democratic National Convention.
Joe Biden accepts the Democratic presidential nomination on the final night of the Democratic National Convention. Other speakers include Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Biden will deliver his speech as a Democratic presidential nominee without a crowd. To persuade voters to put him in charge, he's expected to use his speech to underline the gravity of the virus and the moment and draw on lessons of tenacity over tragedy he's experienced in his own life. Bernie Bennett in Milwaukee.
The former vice president, who at 77 years old will be the oldest president ever elected, is vying to defeat President Trump. Doctors in Russia saying they're doing all they can to save the life of Alexei Navalny, the most prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin's government.
The activist spokeswoman traveling with him says medics initially told her he'd been poisoned. The doctor says that is one theory that's being investigated. Russia's most prominent opposition figure, Alexei Navalny's anti-corruption investigations have targeted multiple people close to the Kremlin. He's been prosecuted repeatedly, faced crippling fines, and even attacked in the street. Last year, he believes he was poisoned whilst in police custody.
BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon was pulled from a luxury yacht and arrested on charges he and three other associates ripped off donors trying to fund a southern border wall. President Trump says Bannon's arrest is a sad event.
Well, I feel very badly. I haven't been dealing with him for a long period of time, as most of the people in this room know.
Bannon and his associates raised more than $25 million from thousands of donors and pledged that 100% of that money would be used for the project. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 46 points, the NASDAQ rose 118, the S&P advanced 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's 5:04. This is a KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The state's COVID-19 mitigation task force voted today to retain the closure of bars, taverns, distilleries, and other alcohol-serving establishments in Clark and Washoe counties, of course home to Las Vegas and Reno. They will remain closed for at least 2 weeks. Nevada has reported a one-day death toll record with 38 deaths. 1,172 is the total in the state as of today. Well, Nevada's unemployment rate dropped a little last month, but it's still high due to the COVID-19 outbreak. 14% of the Silver State's workforce was jobless in July. That's down from 15.2% in June. Nevada added 14,800 jobs over the past month. The COVID-19 testing site at UNLV has been moved inside the Thomas and Mack Center. Testing has been taking place at the campus's Tropicana parking garage. Now, the test will now be done from 8 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. Appointments can be made through the UMC website, umcsn.com, or you could call 702-383-2619. Cirque du Soleil has a new ownership team. Capital Catalyst Group is paying $1.2 billion to rescue the company. They're going to be injecting some $375 million to restart and save the shows.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, we're getting some heavy volumes there on Interstate 15 southbound on that transition ramp as you make your way up to the 215. Also 15 north at Sahara, you'll touch the brakes there. And some slow flows, too, on the Beltway, 215 east at the airport connector and west 215 at Valley Verde.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
How many of you have yet to receive your unemployment benefits? And I'm talking about dating back to March 17. There are still thousands and thousands of people who have received partial payments. Some have received none at all. And enough is enough. A big rally coming up. A big rally coming up on Saturday at the Job Connect at 4500 East Sunset. And a guy leading the parade, so to speak, Dr. Stephen Delisle. He is a candidate for Congress in District 29, and he joins us. Doctor, good to have you with us. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Explain what this rally is about. I've heard the horror stories, the nightmare stories. People still aren't getting their money. The governor says, well, we're really sorry. We're doing all we can. We've changed directors a couple of three times. But nothing's happening. Explain what has gone wrong and maybe with an eye towards how we fix it.
Well, let me just make a quick correction. The protest is tomorrow, Friday, August 21st at 10 a.m., and it is going to be at the Job Connect Center on East Sunset at 10 a.m. So basically, the protest is enough is enough. As I'm walking my district out in Henderson, East Henderson, out by Boulder Highway, I'm knocking on doors of both Republicans and Democrats, and many, many people out there say, we don't have a job, we haven't received any unemployment in 4 and 5 months, and we're afraid of eviction. Okay, and these people are being ignored. And so this protest is just a little bit of a little spotlight on the incompetence and dysfunction of government and really hold them accountable. That's the point of the protest, and I encourage anybody in the district, anybody who's been affected by this unemployment insurance backlog, to come out and let your voices be heard.
Now, I want to ask you, I've had different people tell me different things. What happened? Was it gross incompetence? Was it a matter of just a lack of preparation for this kind of volume? I mean, we knew we were closing the economy down, and that meant that there would be people getting laid off and furloughed and fired and all of that stuff. Can you give me a guesstimate on what you are, you know, like years from now when they look back and the historians look back on this, what was the reason for this? Did it have to happen?
So I think from what I've read is the system has been overwhelmed. They know there's a lot of fraud, and they're probably trying to weed out the fraud. But basically, this is par for the course when it comes to government. This is how government operates. They knew that governor knew by shutting down the economy, you were going to have a massive rise in unemployment claims. And they got the money. They got money from the CARES Act for the 1099s and the gig workers. And they don't have the ability to administer this program properly and get the money out to the people. And when I look, you know, when they look back, I think that's what they're going to see is just a bottleneck of being able to get the money out and an incompetence from government. I'm one of those Republicans who don't just say, well, government sucks, the Democrats sucks, they're all bad. I actually have solutions. And it's a unique solution. It's something I just thought of. And when I looked at the whole PPP a program that gave the money and put the money very quickly into the hands of local business owners, that tend to work very well. And so what I would say is, look, I got a solution. This is a solution. This is what we're going to do. You give that unemployment money to businesses because that's going to cut down on the fraud. The business owners know exactly who's employed and who's unemployed. Plus, the business owners have payroll set up. They have EFT, direct deposit. They could get that money to them very, very quickly. And that's how I would administer this program. I would partner with the private sector and say, private sector, businesses, you guys know what you're doing. Let the state partner with the private companies to get that money to the people who are unemployed. Right now, it's a bottleneck, and it's incompetence, and it's government 101.
Now, I know you've been walking neighborhoods, knocking on doors, and talking about the issues, and I know that one of the top issues in District 29 is going to be health care. You are unique in that rather than talking about government programs, you've actually created solutions for health care for kids and special need patients without even including the government. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's something that's so unique in our government can do everything kind of world.
Yeah, well, for sure. It's easy to actually find solutions when you work in the private sector because you have to be nimble. You have to be right on it. And so I do come up with solutions. And one of my solutions was when special needs or handicapped people who are on Medicaid, as soon as they turn 21 years old, they lose 95% of their dental benefits. And so the Medicaid drops right off, and they don't have restorative dental care or preventative dental care. So what I did was I said, look, a patient who is, you know, special needs, maybe non-ambulatory, non-verbal, they have a toothache or cavity. The only thing that Medicaid allows is an extraction. And I said, that's stupid. Why are we extracting a tooth when he has a little cavity? That's the only solution Medicaid will provide. So I created a scholarship called Saving Smiles, and this scholarship provided $1,000 for the restorative dental benefits for patients who, again, are over 21, so their dental benefits are cut off, but they only have a little cavity, and it didn't make sense to extract the tooth. You want them to keep the teeth so that they can chew. And so I stepped up and created that scholarship, and it's benefited many, many people over the years.
I think that's absolutely good. I am guessing that with schools opening next Monday online, we'll see how that works out. That you've been hearing a lot from your potential constituents. You've been hearing a lot about education. First of all, do you think that this experiment, this grand experiment, we're going to start on Monday, is it going to work?
Of course, there's going to be problems. There's going to be hiccups in any new system. You know, I'm not so much against the trying it online. I guess what I'm against is a philosophical issue I have is not giving parents and not empowering parents to make the decisions for education for their children. All of the power is with the teachers' unions right now. Why aren't we giving power to the parents so that the parents can choose what is the best option for their child, whether it be a private school, a charter school, a public school? There's a lot of great public schools. I'm not anti-public school, okay? Online, homeschool, empower the parent. The parents are the ones paying the taxes. We're all paying the taxes. Yet the parents don't get any decision-making, any input on how to educate their children. If you're in a certain zip code, it's already defined for you. You have to go here. And if that's a failing school, your child is at a disadvantage. So I'm all about empowering the parents and giving liberty and individual liberty and freedom back to the parents.
Do you want the money to follow the child? Whoops, I may have just lost Dr. Delisle. Doctor, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, no, are you a proponent? I know a lot of folks believe that the money should, the $6,800 per pupil that we spend on students, that it should follow the child and not the school.
Yeah, that would provide some freedom. Ideally, I think that's a great solution. There's going to be pushback and there's going to be compromise. So, even all of the approach, for example, the opportunity scholarships, which my opponent capped and took that ability to fund opportunity scholarships year after year, she took that away from parents. I believe that's a good program. ESAs are a good program. Good program. So ideally, yeah, have the money follow the parent and let the parent choose. But I think we can make great strides and make good progress, move forward by trying an all of the above approach and really empowering the parents to make the decisions.
Again, Dr. Stephen Delisle is joining us. He is a candidate for the Assembly in District 29. I want to ask you a generic question. You want to give a specific answer, that's fine. But what is at stake? And I'm talking about from a statewide level. We just saw the 32nd special session and how horrible it was and how much damage they did to our state. Can you talk a little bit about what is on the line in this election coming up? Early voting, October 17, Election Day, November 3rd, maybe with mail-in voting, we'll find out. Can you talk about what's at stake?
Yeah, what's at stake is only your future. I mean, when I go out and talk to people and knock on doors, I say, change your future by changing your politician. If you want the same old stuff you've been getting for the last 2 years, vote for the incumbent. If you want to take control of your future because you are an individual with individual rights and you have a say in how your government operates, then throw the bums out. You have that power as a voter. Every registered voter is going to get the ballot, most likely. And so they have the power. All they have to do is look up the record of me versus my opponent, and if you're looking at other races, do the same. Do a quick little Google search, and you'll find stark contrasts and differences between me and my opponent. I believe, again, back to the constituent, whether it be in healthcare, okay, having your own, protecting and preserving your own private health insurance, or education, or being able to go out and work. These things I want to empower and give back to the people. And so, really, when you look at the state of Nevada right now, it has a supermajority of Democrats in the House, a majority of Democrats in the Senate, and, of course, Governor Sisolak. Our state is starting to resemble California. And many people fled California because of the failed policies of California. And here we are. Here we are. We're starting to look like California again. So what I encourage people to do is take back your state. And you can do that by casting a vote. And really, that's what's at stake this November.
If people want to help you, I know even at this late date, there are still things that candidates at every level need. What is it that your campaign needs, and how can folks help you?
So go to the website, which is Stephen4, spelled out F-O-R, Nevada.com. Stephen4Nevada.com. Send me an email. If you want to volunteer, really, I just need to flood the district. And I have been out in the district all summer long in the 115-degree weather, knocking on people's doors. And they don't mind it. They're happy to see a politician. I maintain social distancing, 10 feet back, and I go above and beyond. But people want to see their politicians. My politician is nowhere to be heard, nowhere to be seen. She's failed this community. And so if you guys want to join my team, join a winning team. I'm going to win this November. And I encourage anybody who's interested to send me an email and let's go to work.
Dr. Delisle, great to have you on again. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Good luck on November 3rd or beyond. We'll find out. And we will talk again soon, I promise. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's Dr. Stephen Delisle, running for assembly in District 29 out in Henderson. Stick around. And by the way, he's going to be part of that big rally tomorrow at the Job Connect Center at 4500 East Sunset. 10 a.m. 10 a.m., they say. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Gotta listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, Kevin Wall. With you, we're going to take you right up to 6 o'clock. This rally tomorrow, I think, is going to be important. It's got to draw attention to the fact that there are people that right now, within the sound of my voice, folks that are they're struggling. They've got a rent payment. They've got the possibility of eviction ongoing. And Dieter, all Dieter does is they it's like changing the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's been a colossal failure of Steve Sisolak's reign as governor or king, whichever. It's absolutely horrible. I want you to hear this because it's really difficult to try and sell Joe Biden to the American people. He's going to do it himself. The former vice president's going to do it himself in just a little bit at the Democrat National Convention. But I want you to hear the former president, Barack Hussein Obama. This is cut one, trying to sell Biden to the American people. This is almost laughable. Here it is.
12 years ago, when I began my search for a vice president, I didn't know I'd end up finding a brother. Joe and I come from different places, different generations, but what I quickly came to admire about Joe Biden is his resilience, born of too much struggle, his empathy, born of too much grief. Joe is a man who learned early on to treat every person he meets with respect and dignity, living by the words his parents taught him. No one's better than you, Joe. But you're better than nobody. That empathy, that decency, the belief that everybody counts, that's who Joe is. When he talks with someone who's lost her job, Joe remembers the night his father sat him down to say that he'd lost his. When Joe listens to a parent who's trying to hold it all together right now, he does it as a single dad who took the train back to Wilmington each and every night so he could tuck his kids into bed. When he meets with military families who've lost their hero, he does it as a kindred spirit, the parent of an American soldier, somebody whose faith has endured the hardest loss there is. For 8 years, Joe was the last one in the room whenever I faced a big decision. He made me a better president, and he's got the character and the experience to make us a better country.
All of these attributes, his empathy and all of that, could describe our next parish priest, our pastor. In a time of need, he was there. And in that sense, yeah, decent guy. But nowhere in there does it say he's capable of being president of the United States, the commander in chief. Nowhere. And that's what's so sad. You know, all these things that Michelle Obama said, we need a leader who's clear-headed. Does Joe Biden strike you as the guy that you would say, sure, that's Joe Biden. He's clear-headed, except he doesn't know what state he's in. Am I in Ohio or am I in Iowa? I mean, the guy is a gaffe machine. And to me, it's incredible that this convention has featured two speeches by both Michelle Obama and Barack that are all it does is point up why he shouldn't be president, not why he should be president. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. You want to join us? We've got night number four, the final night, thank God. The TV ratings have been dismal, and they're not going to get any better tonight. I'm sorry, but I just don't think they are. We will get, and by the way, we will also talk in our final half.